Q105. It's good to have you with us. A couple of things to give you a heads up on. First, the QCAN Jam is coming up on November 6th, and there's some prepackaged food bags over at Walt Churchill's. We're looking for you to donate some cans. More on the website, Q105.com, the QCAN Jam. And also, our favorite dentist is Dr. Frankel. What do they do every year around Halloween? Same thing. You guys know what it is.
The candy take back.
Collecting candy for military families. Dr. Frankel will send that over, and you get $1 per pound. And it's going to be a cold night. It's going to be coats over costumes, but everybody's going to go out and get candy. I know there's a lot of trick or treating this weekend as well. So take it to Dr. Frankel's on Wednesday. That's the day after Halloween. Take it over to Dr. Frankel's office, either one of those locations, I believe, or get more on their website, johnfrankeldentistry.com. Actually, they'll take it the 1st through the 7th, and $1 per pound for the candy that you or your kids collect, and then it goes to military families. Always Dr. Frankel hooking things up there. It's Eric, Demetrius, and Philip, 419-240-1055. I figured it out. Actually, Brew texted the kid that was here last week to help us out. Mm-hmm. Utility. So we can get some calls now.
What'd you call him?
His name is Brew.
Brew?
Like Brew Baker. Oh. But Brew.
I did not think that was his name. I had a
Brew like
B
R E W?
U. B R U.
B R B R U.
Like bruh without the
like
H.
Like bruh.
That's B R U H.
Yeah, without
Brew.
The H.
Oh, he's like Brew with the long sign Brew. Over the U. Yeah. Brew. That's clever.
The latest thing to drop on Netflix, people waited up, I think, or watched early yesterday morning, were Stranger Things Part 2, Stranger Things 2, Season 2. Dee, did you ever watch it, the first one? Philip, you did, right?
I did, yeah.
You like it?
I love it.
The first season, right?
Yeah, the first season. Wait, I hope everybody watched for it. I like the end of the first season, too, like the last when he was in the bathroom, that whole situation.
And the thing came out?
Yeah. And I'm now excited because I have tomorrow off, and I plan on probably getting really drunk tonight and sitting in my bed and eating a bunch of food and watching the entire season tomorrow.
This is what I wanted to ask, and DU too, and 419-240-1055 here on Q105. I'm guessing, like last season, Stranger Things, it's only 8 episodes?
I haven't looked. Okay. I don't have my phone. I could look on my iPad, though.
Look real fast if you would. And D, I want to ask you, when you start to watch a show, and granted, everybody's life is a little bit different. Some people like make $8.15 an hour for 2 hours a week. Have a lot of free time. Others do not. How long does it take you to go through a show when you start watching it? Like, what's the last thing you watched, and how long did it take you to go through? You want me to?
No, I can tell. That's easy. The last thing that I watched was Luke Cage.
Okay.
So 13 episodes.
13. It took me 10 weeks.
You are definitely a parent.
No.
With a job.
And no, it had nothing to do with that. It was just like I watched it once a week.
Okay.
There's nine.
Like it took me 9 weeks, right? Yeah.
Did you purposely like give yourself a week so it could be like a regular show?
Uh-huh.
I remember a couple of years ago, you guys mocked me. I think Megan most of all, when I was like, I can't get it. I'm not going to binge this. I'm going to watch one episode per week. And then I just started blowing through stuff. I watched, granted, 8:15 an hour, 2 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Mindhunter, which I'm trying to get people into on. It's on Netflix,
And it's only a profiling show, right?
It kind of, yeah. It's like the birth of like serial killers and the phrase, the term serial killer and forensic psychology and behavioral psychology for the FBI. It's like some of these Law and Order shows on steroids, and one of the guys from Glee is in it. It's 10 episodes. It just stopped, and I was surprised that it was only 10. Usually Netflix is 13. I know Stranger Things is a strange case when it comes to that. But I was able to get through it pretty quickly, and I'd watch two or three per night. Philip, you said Stranger Things 2 is 9.
Yeah.
So how long does it usually take you to get through a season of something you watch? And call us if you want, 419-240-1055.
Like, if I like it and I'm into it, it would just be like that day. I'll just watch them all back-to-back while I'm doing stuff at home.
And this is where I have a problem.
Why?
Because this, in my opinion, okay, this is just one of the symptoms of what is wrong with people today.
Wait,
I'll tell you why, okay? Because nowadays, you look at people, and they want everything immediately. There is no such thing as patience in this world today, because now you have, what, 9 episodes to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of going, you know what, I'm going to enjoy this over a period of time, I'm going to eat everything up.
Okay.
And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to complain
no.
when I have no. to wait for such and such thing to come out.
Okay, wait,
this
you're right
there.
This
is what's going to happen.
So here's the thing. Here's how I feel like it. Netflix puts the entire series out. It's like, they're not bringing me a slice of pizza. If it was a pizza, you give me an entire pizza. If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat the entire pizza. You're going to bring me a slice
and
every time that I ask for
glutton.
One. I'm okay with that. I will be that glutton.
That is a deadly sin.
I think.
Listen, if that's what I'm going to hell for, we have a lot to talk about.
I think with everything, you can find balance. Don't throw away like responsibilities. But, I mean, D, that's noble of you to wait a week per episode.
No, it's not. It's ridiculous.
I did, and you have a point. I read a tweet the other day in the aftermath of Southwest announcing they were going to do concerts on flights. And this one guy that I follow on Twitter said one of the sins of like modern times is we no longer have the ability to sit unstimulated for an extended period of time. I looked at myself and I thought, I agree, because you know what? I used to think that I'm older now and I have more patience when I'm in a waiting room or waiting for something. And I was like, as a kid, as somebody younger, I'd squirm, I'd read magazines that were 4 years old or whatever. And then I realized, nope, I don't have more patience. I just have more apps to open up and there more tweets to read on my phone.
You know, like, what's the worst thing you can do to a toddler to punish
Kill him? Throw it in the dumpster.
Take away the electronics.
No. No, worst thing in the world, remember, is a timeout. Remember how timeouts were like, boom. If you just
That's today's timeout.
And the crazy thing about that is timeouts really aren't that bad.
No.
It teaches you how to be patient, how to sit in stillness. It's okay not to have to like watch something. Like, you don't have to dedicate 9 hours of your life to that. That makes no sense to me.
I said, well, okay, wait, first, like, I mean, I'm not dedicating, like, if I have something to do, or if I
Netflix
leave the house.
Netflix is taking it from you.
If I have to leave the house or do something, like, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to stop my life to sit in front of my iPad or my TV to watch these shows.
But
I have. Like, tomorrow, I have nothing to do. This is my day off. I don't have students.
Touch a tree. Why don't you converse with some animals?
To Philip's
do
point.
Do something. I mean, engage the world that you live in.
To Philip's point, it is his day off. And it works maybe the other way. Maybe I'm perverting patience, but it takes patience to sit 8 hours on the couch.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
that's
it does.
Hypnotic.
Yeah, it does.
It is not patience. That is hypnosis. I'm
right.
Sorry.
With 9 o'clock. Mary said, what was it? She put a good name on the Q105 Facebook page, which you need to go like, because we're going to do Facebook Live during the 9 o'clock hour, which it is also during this hour. A parent panel with our friend Bumble, Bumble Ashley. Sophia Quintero has a cool event next Saturday we'll talk to you about. And the return of What Do You Make?
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios.
This is Q105. WQQO, Sylvania, Toledo.
A Cumulus station.
Now I'm out here looking like